Hello, 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 everybody. You're welcome to the Millennial Lady. And I am Tenny. As most of you would know, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, yes, I'm Tenny. And on today's episode, we would be discussing toxic masculinity. Now, this episode is one that we hope that, you know, it will bring a lot of things to your consciousness, because there are certain things that, you know, everybody does, mostly men, that they do, and you know, it's unconscious and they don't even know. So we're just here to create awareness on certain things, why you should do them, why you should not do them, and you know, just to raise a better generation so we can have a better society at large. Yes. Usually I co-host with Abigail, but unfortunately Abigail is not with me today.
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Abigail is not with me today.
What do you mean?
Sorry.
This is a field attempt.
I thought I could actually keep that going.
You can't.
No, okay. Fine.
So I have someone really fun, and I don't want to use the word special, because I don't know.
But
yeah, he's special because he's from the Jamit family and everybody is special basically. So I have with me Suki and Sukomi, for those of you that don't know Sukomi, aka Raving Bird. I just gave him that today though, aka Raving Bird, aka Suki Okada.
Okay,
Suki Motos.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, he has a lot of nicknames. But I gave him the coolest one, Raving Bird.
You think? Okay, this is not about my nickname, so let's go. I'm not gonna argue.
Okay, so Suki is from the podcast titled On Some Bullshit. Yes, and he's just very...
Please subscribe and follow my podcast too, please.
That's after you listen to this and subscribe to The Millennial Lady, and you've shared to your friends and you've told everybody about The Millennial Lady. Once you've done all that, then you go to awesome
bullshit and then subscribe again.
Yeah,
and
then subscribe share to again, your friends. And share again. Yeah, yes. Basically, Jamit. Every single podcast on Jamit is lit, is fire. So yeah. So let's get down to the topic for today. Toxic
masculinity.
Suki, before I say anything, what do you think? What's your take?
To talk about this, I have to use my other voice.
This is serious.
Deep. We're talking about toxic masculinity. That's my masculine voice.
Okay.
That's my masculine voice.
This is part of it though. The toxic traits. You need to sound a certain type of way.
Exactly. So when you say toxic masculinity, that's all that comes to my head, is when, as a guy, you take your masculinity and then you, how do I put this? You make others feel uncomfortable. You make them feel all kinds of negative ways with your masculinity. That's what me,
that's your take,
personally, think about toxic masculinity. And there's no other way for me to put it, but it's just bad.
It is. From the word toxic, it's bad.
Well,
it is bad.
I could switch toxic up into a million other ways to make it sound nice, but let's not go there. Yes, I'm bragging.
You guys will witness a lot of this because Siki brags a lot, yeah. Okay. So basically, for me, I would say toxic masculinity is just this, I don't want to use the word ideal, I'm looking for something else. The traditional way of doing things, yes, and like the traits that, you know, that is the traits that we grew up with. I don't want to say I'm not a boy, like the trait that boys
Let's focus on the boys now.
Yes.
But I get what you're saying. I think let me see if I can explain better. Like the roles the generals we were trained to, we were taught to be into. For instance, the very rampant one, as a guy, do not show your emotions.
That's really bad.
Hard guy.
Sorry to cut you off. Like, you guys should listen to our episode on feminism. And, like, there we talked about how, you know, boys should be given the language of emotion, which was said by Chimamanda, by the way. Yes.
I'd like to fund her and call her Auntie Chimamanda. But let me know if
I would love that.
Let me know if
I'm a daughter of Chimamanda. Quote unquote. Okay. Since that's what you guys like to tag us as anyway. So, you know.
Oh, really? They do?
Yeah, they do that. They do say that.
Oh, wait. Let me not forget.
They do say that.
Guys, if you're listening to this, I'm casting you guys. Oh, sorry, I'm casting us. In this episode, I'll be casting us. So if you see me on the road, don't beat me. Don't beat me. I'm going to cast us. There's some things that I might say that you might not want girls to know. But, hey.
Good. Hey. Thank you.
Don't thank me.
I'm thanking you in advance.
When they're beating me, you will not be there.
I'll save you. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, so boys are, you know, they are taught to grow into this tough and
macho versions of ourselves.
And then most times, I feel like they end up being mean unconsciously with like certain things that they do, and you know they suffer in silence. They are taught to suffer in silence because they feel like, oh, I should be a man, I should handle this, handle that. They don't like to seek help. They don't like to depend on anybody, basically. And I feel like toxic masculinity is one of like the major contributions to like the male ego. Because it has everything to do with that. You guys just feel, you know, you should just be tough.
Yeah, well, you
the
see,
tough exterior has to be there.
It has to be there.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay, well, okay, you know what? For the next 2 minutes, let me talk like most of the guys out there, the ones that believe it has to be.
Okay.
Well, you see, the thing is this, it has to be there. Because if we are not tough exterior, if we don't have a tough exterior, see, it's not even flowing with yourself. Ladies, I don't cry, but I show my emotions. So I'm just saying, okay. You know, in case there's some ladies that are sitting
out
there.
Why don't you cry, though?
Yeah, okay, that's more a personal thing than being trained. Okay. No, that's a personal, like, it's a decision that I made
not
one
to
time.
Cry.
Yeah. Also because it's almost physically hard for me to cry.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know it's weird. But I think it's a condition somehow. But
condition.
It's not, yeah, but it's not like...
I'm definitely going to
search on it after. But the thing is, as guys, we are taught to be tough. Because people believe in the society today, if you're not tough, you get walked all over.
True.
That is how most guys justify it.
Yeah.
But like you said, you're right. Most times actually, this trait now leads to us being really insensitive to a lot of things.
Yes, yes. So,
but here's the thing. Now, this is me talking and this is not the general guy talking. I've come to realize there's also a level of expectation from females too. Because for all you're saying, we can all say yes, guys are raised to feel this way, but there are at the same time, females too were raised to look at guys as the, what's the word? I don't want to say provider per se, but it's in most homes, females are taught to look at the guys like you must respect this guy. Now, when I say must respect, I don't mean like then disrespect somebody else, but they make it more like the guy deserves the respect.
Yeah, okay.
But a lady has to work for the respect to be given to her.
Saying.
Now, that's bullshit. That's just the way it is. That's nonsense.
And some because, bullshit.
Because the thing is, I don't see how you expect a female, why does she have to be the one to work for you to respect her as a woman?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are women we're talking about. Man, half the things they do, guys, let's not even lie about it right now. Half the things these women do, we can't do. It's just
Preach.
The way it is. That's just the way it is.
Yes.
Because let's take it from the village setting.
Okay.
You see all these, you see the men sitting down outside. It's okay, let me go with village settings in movies, in Nigerian movies.
Okay.
You see all the men outside playing, eating. You see the women carrying water from
the stream.
The stream that is over 10 kilometers away. How many of you guys will carry your two thin legs and go and fetch water from stream from 10 kilometers
away. Your own is to sit and eat cola nuts.
Because and you feel... And now, let's relate that to actual living in recent times. That's the way it works. Because you see most girls in the house. Let's go with household now. You see, in the house, when it's time to cook, it is the girl that you hear mama will call. I don't care, bossy B, come and help
it
me.
Meanwhile,
the guy is there on his console. Now, I will never bash you for playing game. I love games.
Everybody loves games.
But not everybody loves games. Amazing. But when it comes to time to do some things, there's no reason your brain should tell you, my sister would do it because it is her job.
Yeah.
Guy, stop it. You are not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to help. Let's stick with the house. Now, you're supposed to help around the house, for God's sake. Now, if you give everything to your sister to do, what would you not be doing at home? So you wake
lounging.
Up.
Lounging.
You wake up, you eat.
Okay, maybe they'll wash the car. Because I think that's what they like to do.
Oh, wash car. I have female cousins. They wash the car.
I just feel like nothing should be gender specific.
Nothing.
Because it boils down to even the littlest things. Like when you take your children out, like you expect the boy child to, you know, play, be free, do that. But then the girl must comport herself and sit and greet everybody and be nice and all that. But the boys are allowed to, you know,
mingle on their own. Wow.
And most times boys are allowed to express their anger while girls are not even allowed to be angry. It's like, we have to be sorry. We just can't be angry.
It's sad, but it's true.
Which is sad. And then, you know, even with colors, even with toys, you expect the girls to have the dolls, the boys should have the guns and, you know,
and the trucks and the soldiers.
It's just messing up everything.
It's really like the topic is, it's really become really toxic. Because now you see grown ass men in marriages doing things that I don't even know how to put it, because every time I see something like that, or I listen to somebody and then they say, okay, so this couple, they had a fight, and then she still came back to beg him. The first thing I ask is, okay, let me hear the story again. Then I hear the whole story again, and then I say that it's the guy that's at fault,
but then the girl has to beg.
That's part of the toxic nature of this masculinity, because you feel like
boys
you
out
shouldn't
there.
Apologize. Guys, see, if you fuck up to your babe,
apologize.
It's not your fault though. I really feel like most times it's not the guy's fault, it's the girl's fault, because if your guy is wrong,
and you don't call him out on his bullshit.
Call him out.
True. Girls, baby, are you listening? Please.
You are hurting me. Baby, I don't like what you're doing. See, there are ways you can do this thing. Let me give you expo now.
Okay.
See all those when you fight with your guy, It's not about shouting.
What do you mean?
No way. I'm going somewhere. I mean, he's your boyfriend for a reason. You know how to catch this guy. Use those things, those small things. He likes you rubbing his head in the morning. Don't rub his head in the morning. Wake up and pass. The boy will look at you first day like,
the thing with giving this sort of advice is that you also have to have it at the back of your mind that, you know, girls and women have this fear of, what if he leaves, and, you know, he can do without me, I'm the one that needs to get married. He chooses who he wants to marry, I don't choose. It's
now
just,
let's see
what the options I get.
These are all points pointing to the toxic nature of, because it's unfair. I feel it's unfair.
It is, and women are tired. Like, I don't know. In fact, I'm speaking for everybody, because I know that women are tired. I am tired. So
at this point,
I know.
I would advise women to be tired.
Yeah,
please
tired.
Be tired. Because if you're not tired, you will not try to make a thing. You're not trying to make a difference. Now, if you're trying to make a difference on the whole toxic nature of this masculinity, don't try to force them to be feminine.
No.
Instead, point out the good points, the good parts of them being vulnerable as guys. Because a guy is never going to accept that he's vulnerable to you.
True.
Now, but if you can point out to him and let him know that you're on his side. See, that'll be the day he will cry himself in your arms.
Baby, I'm tired. I've been tired of this for the very longest time.
Oh my God.
Masculinity doesn't have to be...
Doesn't have to be so deep.
It doesn't have to be oppressive. That's the word. It doesn't have to be oppressive, because masculinity now is synonymous with oppression. That's just the truth. And it's a problem.
I feel like the lines have been blurred. It's like people can't, you know, they can't remove the toxic parts away anymore. It's like
that just entered. You say line has blurred. They've removed. They erased the line entirely. The line is not there again. There's no differentiation anymore.
So it's like these days, it's like there's no even masculinity. Everything is just toxic.
Everything is just toxic. And like that.
You know this. You know, some of the reasons that have led to like sexual harassment, they've led to misogyny, they've led to violence.
Yeah, when
and men are not even sorry.
Some men.
Okay, so I won't. Okay, times. I'll try not to generalize.
Times, please. Thank you very much.
So, some men are not even sorry because they still don't see anything wrong in what they are doing. They're like, yes, I'm the man. Yeah, the girl, like, what's your point? You shouldn't speak up. You shouldn't do
this. You know, you said this just now, and you brought back something I heard one time. So the guy, he raped her and all that. Oh. And he was still feeling like, yes,
he's the man.
I am allowed to. No, really, that was one of the few times I was really shocked in my life.
I don't like the word allow, because, see, men feel like they can allow us to do things. Like it's not your decision to make. You're not in the position to allow me do things. So it's like this whole patriarchal system. You guys feel like, you're entitled to so many things, and then you feel like entitled. you have to give permission before certain things happen. So it's like it's just crazy. The whole system is crazy, and sometimes it can be overwhelming, because when I sit back and I try to think of, wait, how can we even just dissolve this whole thing, is a lot, because it has started from
hey.
Oh.
It's been around forever, and to stop it now, it's not easy.
It's
something that's going to be done in one generation, actually.
No, it's not.
But if this generation can kick it off, that's the first step.
Yes.
Kick off that. Let's call it fight against toxicity. Oh, ideas are too much. Fight against. There should be a fight against toxicity in the system.
Yes.
Because, like you said, we rightfully said, there's not even an issue of toxic masculinity anymore. Now it's just an issue of toxicity.
Yes.
Because everything seems to work for the guy.
Yes, everything is in their favor most.
Well, not everything. Okay, I feel that fact.
Most things.
Yeah, a lot of things. Most things look to be in the favor of us guys, even though sometimes it's not true. But it's just the way it looks. It's just the way it looks.
Okay.
Because you will never see a guy say, "Oh." Okay, well, you will hardly see a guy say, "Oh, baby, I'm sorry for hurting you," unless there is.
It's just the few enlightened and exposed ones that do that.
Even the unexposed ones, when they've beaten the babe and there are marks on her body, then he can come and show.
His eye will clear.
It's not as if his eye is clearing. Another expo. Most of these guys,
probably need something.
Their eyes are not clearing, but they know that if you leave as a girl, he's finished.
True.
So, ladies, if you are listening to this and you have a boyfriend,
if you have a boyfriend that is
always beating on you and everything, auntie, leave. Leave for like 6 months. Trust me. Believe me when I tell you, 6 months is too small. Said, Baba will still come back. A lot of these guys, a lot of us guys, we need the females in our life. We need them.
Everybody.
It has to be. There has to be a balance. That's the thing. That's what they won't tell you. We need you guys to balance us out. Obviously, I can't be going around every day being the macho man now. At one point, somebody will shoot me and I'll die.
Definitely.
So, if you are there as a lady, you are there to tell me, uncle, come back. You can calm down now. So, don't let... Now, this is for ladies now. Don't let... That your boyfriend is always for me, hard guy. And I lie. It's a big lie. Hard guy, he's soft. You will need him, like, though. He will soften up for you.
He needs you.
So he needs you. So just work on it.
Well, at the same time, don't stay because he needs you. Like,
yes.
You are free to leave, girl.
At any point in time, Wanti, if you want to leave now, guys, see, I like you. In fact, I love you. We've been together for many years.
But this is toxic and it can't work.
Oh, boy! That shit got to stop. You have to stop beating on me and then you leave. Don't let somebody's, don't let a guy's toxicity keep you there under the guise of love.
Love. What is love?
It's part of what I'm saying. That's it. That's the thing. Because you see most guys showing off this extreme macho-ness.
Yes.
They're very stupid. And the baby will just be there. Baby, I'm sorry. Baby, no, I'm sorry.
Making excuses for him. Like,
let me say something in your back. Let me translate it for you. That's part of what's
what. Let me do it.
Okay, so just translate.
I understand you're bad, man. So it's part of what we've been saying.
It's part of what we're saying. Like, they will always... See, it's toxicity in a man shows itself in so many different ways. When they control you, you see all those guys that control you with force and stress, that is one level. And then the worst ones are those that control you with love.
I think that's the worst.
Those guys are worse than this thing.
Form of control.
Because to them, the truth of the matter is to them, they feel entitled to your time, to your body, yes, to your whole mind. And you will not... Okay, well, you have to blame, obviously. But then you also have to blame the society that tells them it is your right to get it.
True.
Get it, in quotes. It's been the girl. It's been the girl's time. It's been the girl's body. It's been whatever the girl has to offer. You don't have to give him anything. It is not his...
Wise words from Suki.
Thank you, please. I don't like being proud, but it's quite simple, really. If you look at it, you don't have to The word here is have to. You don't have to do anything because he says so.
And
because
you think he's right. You don't need to like seek permission or feel like a guy has to allow you
do some things.
Do things like that's just wrong. He doesn't have the power to allow you.
Ah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Just told you.
Space to allow you. Okay, so let's just, just talk about how we can solve this issue, even though it's way beyond us, but we can try to.
No, like I said, we can kickstart the...
Yeah, we can.
The reform.
And
now,
I feel like the family unit is extremely important because everybody has a family. Like, everybody has a family, whether foster parents, this, that, everybody has somewhere they're coming from. So it's like, if within the family, if we have cases whereby when it's time to cook, everybody is getting in the kitchen, or maybe there will be a roaster. Oh, yeah. Tunji, today is your turn.
Even Bola, better.
Yeah, the one next.
You said roaster now, my auntie came to my head. Made roasters that year. Oh, boy.
When it's time to sweep, Ade, go and sweep. Bola, wash the car.
Enter the house.
So, nothing should be gender specific. I feel when children are growing up, nothing should be gender specific. If your girl likes playing with monster trucks or whatever, let her do it. Like,
let her.
If your boy likes dolls, don't be scared, please. Let him.
No, but you see, that's the thing. Most people now, when they see a boy likes those, they feel like, okay, maybe he's gay or he's transitioning.
Yeah.
It's not that deep sometimes.
It's not
sometimes.
That deep.
Sometimes he just likes dolls.
It's not. He can like Frozen a lot and Elsa.
I love Frozen. See? Okay, Elsa is not my main chick. My main chick is,
Anna.
Oh my God. How can I forget her name? Anna. That's my main chick. That chick is that's a boss chick. No, she's a boss chick. No, Elsa is not a boss chick. Elsa is a world conqueror. Elsa is like Thanos. She owns everything.
Wow.
Elsa can do whatever she wants at any point in time. But you see, Anna had to fight for it. Like,
true.
Who are you?
True.
Give me what I want. I mean, look at how her boyfriend fell in line. Now, Abba fell in love.
Girls,
that's what I'm talking about.
Inspired by
Anna. So I think one of the ways to curb this whole issue, like rightfully said, is from home.
Yes.
If you can raise your boys to see females as equals, I mean, that's a giant step. That's a giant step.
We feminists, we're begging you people. We just want equal rights. That's just it. No big deal. Everybody will be happy at the end of the day. And like, it take a lot of stress and silent suffering from the guys if everybody is equal. Yes. Okay, so it has been extremely wonderful having Suki here with me.
And I had fun too.
Oh, you're welcome.
Don't mention.
So everybody, please and please share this with your friends, your family. I know you guys enjoyed this. Like, if you didn't, you're just hating, man.
Yes.
So, and also follow Jamit FM at all platforms, all social media platforms. And I don't know if Suki wants you guys to follow me. He needs you guys to follow me.
She casted me. She has come and cast me on this one too.
Begging.
Because I told her that I need followers.
Tell them your Twitter handle.
On Twitter, I'm So Black Raven. S O Black Raven.
They can't. Okay.
S O B L A C K Raven.
Okay, so. Okay. I, you know, I don't care. You guys can follow me or not.
But you will drop your handle, Abby.
No.
Moment of truth. You're watching. You guys be listening. You see,
no,
you drop
handle. I'm
now.
Not dropping it. Okay. I've not dropped it.
Yeah, please
it
drop handle. Me, I want to follow you.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you can follow me at TennyTenno at all platforms. Not all platforms, just Instagram and Twitter.
So that's it. That's the handle right there.
That's it.
You're welcome.
Whatever. Bye, guys.
It's been fun.